This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. Also, why don't you check out ESPN Audio at home by telling Alexa to play, by telling Alexa, play news from ESPN. ESPN Audio at home is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz vans are ready for anything. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. I understand that when news like this breaks, those who are not sympathetic to the plight of African Americans, and it's been a plight in the history of this country, will often point to due process. Wait for the facts to come out, and why don't wait for due process? I agree. Due process is important. And generally, when these things happen, you wait till the facts come out. Wait till we, we're a country of laws, not men, or at least we're supposed to be. The problem is with due process in the case of police brutality is that we're overdue for a process that works. Due process, we're overdue for a process that works. How often, when there's not media attention, does the criminal justice system produce a fair outcome in the case of a fatal encounter between law enforcement and a member of a community of color? How often does that happen? Seems to me hardly ever. And even when there is media attention, as soon as the attention goes away, look at the result. Frequently, the officer's reinstated. They're dismissed, but with pay. You know, a crime was committed. Not only frequently, in the vast majority of cases, is there no criminal charge, but against the officer guilty of the crime. But they frequently, even if they stop working, a lot of times they won't stop working. It's with pay. And so people are fed up after a while. And listen, don't tell me how you don't want politics in your sports. It's a little late for that, right? But there's a deeper layer. On the one hand, the world and the sports world do not operate completely independently. I get I'm sympathetic to the idea that that's what's so great about sports. It's the best reality programming there is because we're not going to war, this city and that city, like once upon a time city-states would go to war in, you know, ancient Rome, in that area, right? The Roman Empire, ancient Greece. You have city-states going to war. That's not happening anymore. It's not that serious, you know? It just feels that way. We've extracted all the emotion and localized it, this kind of patriotic feeling, which is fandom for your team. And yet, in the end, it's trivial. It's a great escape. And the outcome is not predetermined. It's amazing. It's the perfect reality TV show. My late great brother Sam used to say that sports is man's ultimate practical joke back on God, in the sense that God says to man, look, here's war and love and poetry and music and every interesting thing you can imagine, and in the end, you're just going to die. It all amounts to nothing. And man says, oh, you think that's pretty funny, do you? Watch this. Within your universe that you created, we're going to create a sub-universe. We're going to call it sports. And we're going to follow it with religious devotion. And it really means nothing. Right? And that's why we can all escape into sports and root. And it feels we figured out a way to extract real emotion without the consequences. And so when something comes to interfere with that, I get why people are saying, please, come on. That's why I use sports this way. We all do. But even that. Forget about the fact that there's overlap with the real world, and it's a little late to say I don't want politics in my sports, as I've pointed out. You have a national anthem ceremony when everyone's expected to stand for the ceremony. That's politics in your sports. It is. Of course, when someone kneels, that's political speech, right? Don't protest. You're saying something that I don't want to hear. Don't do that right now. Well, if kneeling is political speech, then so is standing. We're just used to, as sort of a condition for employment, although it's tacit, it's unsaid, but kind of, look at Kaepernick, that you have to parrot your employer's political speech. Don't kneel, which is your speech, stand, which is theirs. That's political speech. So it's a little late for, I don't want political, you know, politics in my, and social issues in my sports, but there's more than that. There's another layer here. We understand the world as human beings through storytelling. Even when you explain a scientific theory to someone, it's basically a story that predicts the future. And when a better story comes along that predicts the future, that's the latest scientific theory, and the other one's outdated at that point. If that story predicts the future a little better. We understand the world through narrative structure. That's how we consume sports. That's how I sell it to you here, sitting here right now. That's how you digest it, how you ingest it, how you consume it. That's how we see the world. Our brain, human brain is wired that way. As David Mamet wrote, I forgot the title of the book. It's an acting book, How Not to Act or something. I forgot about it, what it was called already. But he's talked about, like, since early on, some people realized if you're good at storytelling, you don't have to carry the firewood, right? I mean, that's why I'm sitting here, right? I don't want to carry the firewood. I'd rather storytell. But that's the way our brains are wired. And we understand sports. We're as interested in the sport as we are in its characters. Why has boxing been marginalized? Because we don't know the characters anymore. Mainstream doesn't know the boxing characters. They don't know what's at stake for the characters. So they're not interested. You know your football players, your basketball players, at least locally. Some of you know your baseball players. You know where they are in their careers, what they're striving for, what they're about, what obstacle is in their way. That's why you emotionally invest in them. And you like to learn about your sports heroes, right? When I was a kid, they used to have these little books telling me to give you Ron Guidry's life story when I was a kid, or Thurman Munson, whoever I was following, Reggie Jackson, Yankees, you know, or you find out about Clyde Frazier or whoever it is that you're following, kids, and Kobe Bryant. Where is he from? What's he about? What's he interested in? What's at stake for him? Well, this social justice is central to the story of not only the United States of America. You can't understand this country without examining race. But it is central, especially to much of the population of a mostly African-American sports league. It's not just the black players, but it's also their co-workers who exist with them and who share with them and who struggle with them in certain ways. So social justice is central to the story of who these athletes are. The whole media industry is built around telling you the story of these players. That's why it's not just because this player can jump this high or run this fast or hit a ball that far. It's who they are. It's your emotional investment in them. This is who these guys are. They are telling you. They're about it. They're standing up for social justice, and they will not tolerate the ongoing injustice anymore. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And I know I say this every day, but I do want to get to calls today. I want to hear from you today. What the Bucks did yesterday felt to me, I know they met and deliberated about it, but felt like a gut thing. Like, it didn't feel right for them to take the floor yesterday. And that had a contagious, it was contagious. The Brewers then were like, well, they didn't play. We're from the same area. No, we're not going to play either. Baseball went up postponing three games. And I know that there's some consternation. I understand at least that there's some consternation among some NBA players who thought, come on, wait a minute. Stephen A. was talking about it on First Take today. we're supposed to do this not unilaterally. We're supposed to deliberate over this and be unified and have a plan. But sometimes you can have paralysis by analysis. And while everyone's debating it in a committee, someone's got to do something. I'm not saying that there's not some parallel universe where you couldn't achieve as good or better outcome had they taken the floor and everything. I don't know. You can't prove a counterfactual. Who knows? But I do know this. What they did last night was big, and it's reverberated through not only the American sports landscape, but through American culture, it seems to me. Here's Dominic Smith, the Mets' left-handed platoon hitter, good hitter, talking about this subject yesterday.
I think the most difficult part is to see, like, people still don't care. And for this, it just continuously happened. I mean, it just shows just the hate in people's heart. And, I mean that just sucks, you know? And being a black man in America, it's not easy, so...
You hear emotion, like this is an emotive issue. I know, and I was talking about it with Michael Thompson. Police brutality or law enforcement interactions with communities of color, however you want to describe it, whatever you think is most accurate, it's an important issue. It's not nearly as important as, in fact, mass incarceration and criminal justice reform or economic empowerment. Right? Those are bigger issues, but those are big, broad, general issues. If you want to sit down and watch a documentary of someone who was, selling weed 50 yards or whatever, where, as it turns out, from an elementary school or something like that, and it was a three-time felony offender and now winds up doing life in prison. You know, you could see things where you go, wait, this is part of the industrial prison complex, and this poor person is doing life for something that is ridiculous. It's now legal, largely. Like, yes, if you sat down and watched a whole film, you might be moved emotionally, but there is something about watching a man with his back turned getting into his car with three kids in the car getting shot seven times in the back that cuts through everything and affects you emotionally. And Dominic Smith here talking like it's what Doc Rivers said a couple days ago, or was that yesterday? It's been a lot packed into the last 24 hours. Tired of loving this country that doesn't love us back. It's Maria Taylor was on First Take today and talked about black bodies and how this is something that players have, you know, agency over, have autonomy. Like, I don't have to use my body that you're watching to play basketball, if I think it can improve things. Those bodies were brought here originally hundreds of years ago, criminally, in the greatest crime against humanity imaginable, considering how long it was going on and the horror of it. And originally it was because there was a need for cheap labor, and that's the cheapest kind of labor, the kind you don't have to pay. And then class got tied to race, and you fast forward hundreds of years later, and now those bodies are valued for entertainment. But as soon as they say, oh, wait, you want entertainment? Hold on. Since things aren't normal right now with the pandemic, before we just you get back to normal, because we're entertaining you, could you maybe make things more equitable for everybody so the status quo works also for us? And I hear already hear people who disagree with that point of view. Well, they should be happy to make millions of dollars playing a child's game, and why they could go back to where? To poverty, to lack of opportunity, right? Because that's where a lot of them are from. Well, why do you think they're from there? Because there was an original crime committed in this country that has never been redressed. And here we are all these hundreds of years later, and still black life is cheap. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You can reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I promised that you were going to get to be heard today, and you will. Marvin in Cleveland, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
How you doing, Max? How are you?
Go ahead, Marvin.
Hi, I just want to say I understand. I'm totally with the stand they're making, but what we need now is accountability. Somebody's having to stand accountable. We got to hold these people accountable for their actions. Me, from being in the military, we know there's a chain of command. But you know that something I do, if my CO don't get on me, you know, it all rolls downhill. Someone has to be held accountable. So if you can't take care of your people, come on, we're all one. Come on, we are our brother's keeper. Now, you
okay,
know
when you say accountability, what do you mean? You mean police accountability?
A police accountability.
Marvin, I hear what you're saying. Let me get to I got to get some more calls too, but let me say something about police accountability. If you want police accountability, you have to reform police unions. They spend a lot of money resisting reform, a lot of money on politicians resisting reform. If you would like to reform police unions, you have to vote. Understand, your votes are already discounted in the Senate, obviously, where it's not exactly proportional representation, right? It favors rural areas because everyone gets two senators, the most populous state, the least populous state. And even in other ways, on a local level, there are gerrymandered districts that try to devalue your vote, particularly if you are black. There are all kinds of mechanisms in place to make it harder for you to vote. Recently, DeJoy, Postmaster General, started removing mail sorters, making it more difficult to vote by mail, because the belief is, although it hasn't been shown that that'll be true, that the lower vote total will favor the incumbent. If you want to reform police unions, if you want to change things, vote. Vote, vote, vote. On the local level, municipal level, the state level, on the federal level, vote. Arthur in Kansas City, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Yes, sir. Max, I got to say, thank you for letting me have this opportunity. I got to say, man, I disagree with you, what you said this morning when you was pushing about the vote. Do you know who the biggest murderer of African Americans in the United States? Do you know who the biggest murderers are? And you never say anything about that.
I have a feeling I know where you're going. What are you talking about? All right. No. We're not going to get into Planned Parenthood.
We talking about black people here. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood has murdered over 18 million.
Okay. Thank you, guys. You have to screen the calls. We're not having a reproductive rights debate right now. I understand people feel very strongly about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't have an opinion. It's just not what we're discussing right now. We're going to speak with Dr. Harry Edwards in the next hour. Listen, at a time like this, people have very strong feelings about political and social issues, and one bleeds into the next, but that's not what we're doing right now. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN.